Cliff Central.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.
Yo. What is up? You are chilling with Malcolm Julie, the host of The Worst Guys. What is up? I am chilling with The Worst Token
to start off today. Brothers and sisters.
How's it going, brother?
All right, Butta, how are you doing, Marcus?
I'm very lacking. Nice to see you, bro. I feel like we haven't seen each other in such a long time, bro.
It's been a while. I've had taken a bit of a sabbatical. I decided to hit Thailand for a couple of weeks, just for a bit of a jaw.
Is it? Thailand? Yeah. Tell me, what was that like?
Oh, man, it was lovely. It's just every night's a party.
Yeah. Where did you do anything crazy, wild? Any drugs?
No, I don't do drugs.
You don't do drugs?
No, but I give ecstasy every now and then. All right.
No, actually don't. Bro. What do you mean you give ecstasy?
Provide.
You're the guy.
I'm the provider.
Bro, I've been looking for a guy, bro. Why haven't you hollered at me yet? I thought we were boys, dog.
Is it, eh? Yeah. No, I don't think you understand. It's exactly the thing that I'm trying to avoid providing ecstasy to the guys.
Oh, okay. So I'll holler at you. We don't need to expose you on radio. I'll holler at you. We've got our vibe. So anyway, this is The Worst Token. I know if you guys have listened to the show before, he's been here. And he's just a social buffer. You know, every group has to have their token. You know, we're a group of blacks. We have our token white guy. And, you know, he gives us some insight into, you know, what the white side is thinking, essentially.
The white side of life, eh?
The white side of life, you see. So now he's here, he's with me, and we're just going to have a little interview with him, just find out what he's thinking, what's going on in his head, just before I'm joined by Rehab and the musical guest that we are having on today. So, The Worst Token, tell me, what's your story? What's your mantra? How did you become The Worst Token?
Well, you got to find a bunch of worst guys first.
Dope.
And then you gotta just fall into their clique, eh?
Like
you just gotta pick the color, and you just gotta color it in, eh? You gotta just go with the flow.
Yeah.
Always like a potty, always like a jaw. I think that's how we also got pottying, eh? Few brewskis.
Colony, boy, your fist bumps and all.
Colony is a dirty jaw, my boy. Yeah. But it's always good fun.
Oh, yeah.
And always have a good potty. So, yeah, that's kind of how we got going. Just always looking out for a good time. And, you know, birds of a feather, eh?
Birds of a feather flock together.
That's it.
Exactly.
That's it, yeah.
So do you not feel, intimidated with a group of young blacks?
No, I feel like relate a lot better.
Why is that?
I don't know. I can feel I can like speak my mind with you, Oaks. There's no pretense.
You definitely can, bro.
No pretense.
We're not worried about the white picket fences and the like,
bro. No, Westcliff is on that side of town.
Yeah.
And we're up here, eh?
All right, cool. Now, there were a few questions I was going to ask you at the end of the show, but I feel like I might as well ask you now since you are here. Tell me, what music do you listen to since we are having a show about music today?
But I'm quite a big fan of South African music. Always have been quite a big fan. I think that's why I also relate really well to my black friends, because that's the kind of music I like and I get judged by my white mates.
Oh, really? What do you like in particular?
House music, bro.
House music.
Proper house music.
You like back in the day? Are we talking Soul Candy, DJ Fresh, or Euphonic, or those kind of house tunes?
All of it. I'm quite a Euphonic fan as well. Yeah. I've got a full triple album of Euphonic in my car. You know, when the road rage just gets pumping, I hear some Euphonic and then I get really angry.
Dope, man. I'm glad you're listening to African music, because it is Africa Day. Happy Africa Day, people. I don't know how y'all are spending out there, but join us for a jump. I'm telling you, it's going to be dope. If you want to join us in for the conversation, call us on 0861-555-189. I'll give you that number again. It's 0861-555-189. You can also hit us up on Twitter at @the_worstguys. Instagram and Facebook, we're just The Worst Guys. And in life, we're also just The Worst Guys. My name is Mark Lujuli. Right now, I'm hanging with The Worst Token. He's been here before, as I've said, and I just wanted to find out a little bit about what's going on the white side of life and what kind of music, you know, the other side is listening to. So I actually wanted to ask you, what have you ever jawled in, you know, a township area or a tavern or, you know, Shanghai and all that shit?
I have, eh? I have. My varsity days, thought I must go exploring into the burbs.
Yeah,
you know, outside the burbs at least.
Yeah, yeah.
And
used to the burbs.
And you got to leave the white picket fences and the shiny wheels behind. You got to go exploring.
So where was this? In Stellenbosch? You went to university in Stellenbosch?
No, this was in Bloemfontein.
Bloemfontein, yes.
But we were drilling hard there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry, I just assumed Stellenbosch because, you know, Leicester and all of that. That's your guy's thing, isn't it?
Yeah, Leicester. Would say
exactly, yeah.
Yeah, no, like Oaks and Mull, eh? That's also another thing people like to tune there.
Yeah,
I think it's the wine.
It's the wine. People are drinking far too much wine right? Yeah. They should bring it down here, bro. But then we'd have way more car accidents because, dude, the roads here are so hectic. Almost died today, bro.
What happened, but
I was in the taxi and then I got out in the front, like out of the taxi, and I walked in front of it like an idiot, so I couldn't really see the cars coming. I was like, oh.
Yeah, you can't left, right, left if you're in front of the car, eh?
Yeah, this is one of those, oh, I almost died, but I'm alive now. Yeah. Thank God. So, we're talking about your Jaws in the tavern. Where did you go exactly? Do you remember the name of the place?
I don't remember the name, but there was a jazz club out there as
Blacks
well.
Blacks love jazz, we know that.
I must say, though,
it's a white people snatched.
They snatched them white people.
Bro. Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
No, I think it's what's called Moods and Flavors. I don't know if it's still there. Awesome township jaw.
Yeah, so you got super wasted.
Got super wasted there and made so many friends. I think they're like a white face out there every now and then. Instant mates with everyone. Everybody wants to buy you as Domalek.
That's cool, man. That's our vibe.
Time.
That's culture. That's what music does, essentially. It brings people together. Hence, we have something like guests who are purely African talent. You know, we have today coming into studio, Dave Martian. We have Zane Valley, and we also have Laudable. These guys are creative geniuses, let me tell you. New era of music in South Africa. I feel like we're taking a different shape, a different way, and these guys are the way we're going forward. Trust me on that. So just hold up a second. Let's just warm you up a little bit. You know, you can't go straight in, right?
Mm-mm.
Right? The worst
token? No, definitely not. Give me a little bit of a buffer, yeah.
A little bit of buffer.
Slight,
we need a
slight buffer.
Yeah, you can't go in there dry. Have you ever gone down a water slide without water?
No, it's not an easy ride.
It really isn't. Lastly, can I ask you about music? The worst token. Have you ever thought about the impact that music can make on the nation? Do you think that music can bring us together in the same way that it brought you close with the people in the tavern? On a broader scale, what can music do for us as a people, and even connecting just me and you, you know, on this level? Do you share music with people? Do you listen to music throughout the day, earphones in, etc.? Are you that type of person?
Yeah, I am actually that kind of guy. I do like to listen to music all day in the car when I'm working. Pop my iPod in, you know, get the tunes going. Music's a very emotional thing, and I think that's where people can really relate. I don't understand half the words that the Oaks are singing.
Most of the time,
you don't understand what they're saying, but you can really enjoy the beat. You can enjoy the vibe. You can really pick up whether or not it's a really fun song, or if you know the Oaks are a little bit sad or whatever the case is, you know, you can kind of learn the Oaks life story without actually knowing what he's saying because of the way
he portrays it.
Yeah, exactly.
So you share a lot of music with people. You must share. Shane, who would you say is your favorite artist out right now?
Right now?
Yeah.
I know the Oaks, a newcomer on the block, but Nasty C, but...
Oh, really? Yes, Nasty C, which jam is yours?
Dig it. Well, I know of two of his songs.
Yeah.
There's that Hell Nah.
Yeah.
Awesome song.
Oh, wait. My boy, the worst token in the house.
I'm being turned, eh? How's it?
He's in the house. The worst.
Do we take requests? No, not really.
Today we're exclusively going to play the music of the artists that we do have coming in today. And these fucking niggas are late, man. I don't understand. You see, this is the problem that I think I can have with, you know, in harmony with white people. This lateness shit. How do you feel about lateness? Tell me, the worst token. How should we treat this? I'm not saying it's just black people, but they just happen to be black on this occasion.
So you're saying it's a total coincidence that the Black Oaks on the radio are
totally
late today?
Totally.
Total coincidence?
Yeah.
No, I don't like being late, eh? If I'm going to be late, I'd rather just drive past.
No, really. Yeah, that's true.
Seriously, if I'm going to be late for an appointment or for whatever, I'll just drive past. Sorry, I can't make it.
That's true, because it has to do with a lot with self-respect.
Yeah.
I think self-respect for yourself, and then respect for others.
True.
Knowing that time is the most valuable thing we have on this
planet.
Exactly.
But it is also to a certain degree, a celebration of Africa Day.
Right? Yeah, that's true. That's true, dude. You are just coming in with the bars today. The worst talking is in the building. We are celebrating Africa Day because some Africans are late for an interview. But it's cool. They'll blow you away. So I'm not too worried. I'm not too worried about that. We're going to change the game, man. Let me tell you a little bit of what's going on in my life. Shit.
What is going on in your life? Dude. What are you going to do to like give us a bit of a breakdown last week since Friday?
It's been fucking crazy, actually. I got paid for the first time as a fucking actor. Woo. Yay me. Yeah. Rounds of applause today are flying.
You're going to buy the beers tonight.
Oh, for sure. Thanks, no doubt. And it's crazy because it's been the longest journey of all time, bro. Well, not long, but it's been a struggle. And this is one thing we're going to get into today, as well as the struggle of artists and what it takes to actually get to that point where you're no longer a struggling artist. So I still struggle. Like, I'm not rich yet, but it's nice to be paying taxes from something that you're passionate about and something that you love. So that happened on Friday. Obviously, I've had a crazy weekend since. Went to see the Magic Flute yesterday. Speaking of music, actually, went to go see the Magic Flute at the Joburg Theatre. My word, dude. Let me tell you, it was a bit difficult to follow because of all the German. But the music, the musical performances, the vocal performances were outrageous. And I can tell you this from experience because I actually studied instrumental music studies in my last year at Rhodes University. And I sang one of the songs, the number 10 aria of the Magic Flute. So it was really cool to see that in real life and to see how it's done, you know, how it's really done.
It's a great cultural experience. So there's a lot deeper cultural side to you than what you make out of the radio.
Dude, the thing is, not many people know. I mean, you can never know everything about somebody.
Yeah.
People are multifaceted. When you tell somebody you're a comedian, they're like, oh, tell me a joke.
It's not fucking knock knock,
bro. I do comedy as a joke. I mean, not as a joke, as something to inspire, something to make people laugh, to make people think. There has to be context for it to happen, just like there has to be context for other workspace.
True.
But yeah, man, it's because I've always been a choir boy. I was in the chamber choir all my life. I sang in university. That experience was flipping amazing, man. I definitely recommend it. The Worst Token. You'd love it.
Cool.
Have you been to an opera? It's quite intense.
I haven't been to an opera.
I was wearing my bow tie and everything, bro.
My goodness. So I really have to dress up, eh? I'm going to have to put on a shirt with buttons and things.
Well, it's not compulsory, but a lot of people do. Can I tell you the strangest thing about it, though? I was like, if I were to count, maybe 7 black people in the audience, but the cast was like 80% black. And I couldn't understand.
How was they German? Were they black German? German black? Is there a right way to say that?
I don't think so. They sing the music in German, which is the majority of the opera, as Mozart would have planned it out. They sing the majority of the music. The story is in the music. So that's why it was a little bit hard to keep up with the story. I kind of got it, obviously. And they speak in between. They speak a lot of vernacular. It was actually quite hilarious. I was there with a couple of friends and they happened to be white. And they started speaking vernacular and nobody knew what was going on. I was like, ha! I was the only one laughing. And I was like, yeah, right. That's right. That's right. People are asking me to translate for them. I translate. It was hilarious, man. But yeah, I was very shocked at the fact that the cast was majority black. But they were really good. And I just don't know why people... I think there'd be a perception when you see me out and doing something like that. Mm. And like, hey, this guy trying to be white and shit. But it's like, I just love classical music.
Yeah,
bro. Love me some Amadeus, bro. I love me some Amadeus. That's a movie. Mozart. Yeah. So I was asking you, what else do you listen to other than the music that black people like?
I've actually got quite a classical music upbringing. I might be all rough and ready from the Rand, eh? But just because I can bench doesn't mean I can't like play a musical instrument.
True. You can have a big chest and strum a guitar, surely.
Exactly, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, we got people knocking on the door.
Oh, shit. You'll never guess who just walked into the building. It's the one and only homie, Ria Betsui Cecily. What up, dog?
What you know about me?
Yeah. Good to see you, my boy. Good to see you, dog.
The nice thing is he brought us lunch.
I'm keen to chill. What is that you got there? Some pasta.
No, listen, you know, I've been hitting the gym lately, you know. So I need a carb load. I've got some carbs, I've got some protein, you know.
Alright, you gotta get buff. You're going back into the, I think Gareth Cliff touched you when he said you just you can't be just an aspiring fitness model, eh?
I'm eating.
Dope. I love it. Yeah, here's another one of our homies who just came through. Yo, this show is about to change your fucking lives, guys. I'm not even playing with you right now. Yo, say what up to the people, dog.
What's up, how's everyone doing?
Easy living, dog. Wait, I think we just heard that. Did you all hear say it again?
What's up, everybody?
Nah. One more.
What's up?
How's everyone doing? Yeah. All right, cool. We got you.
Right, so what have I missed out on?
Dog, we've just been talking about music, bruh. We've been talking about the kind of music that the Worst Token likes. We've actually just been interviewing him, essentially. Because, I mean, you know he's been here before, but not many people know what his story is. So I'm just telling the people about what his story is and what kind of music he likes. He tells me he's been to a tavern. Tells me he's jolled in the tavern before. I don't know how much I believe that.
No, I don't necessarily believe that much, you know, especially from a guy who, from his tweets, claims to come back from Thailand. Now, how's Thailand, bro?
Yes, but what a jol, eh? You guys have to come with next time.
Yeah.
I don't think my bank balance is going to allow me to do such.
You know? That's the thing.
Can you experts invite me to the tavern?
Yo, that's dope.
Thanks for the invite, John.
Yeah, I can hear you now, bro. Say what up, Lord of them.
What's up, everybody?
Yeah, he's in the building. We tried so hard to get that right, and we finally have. Welcome, dog. Welcome. What's up,
Thank
dog?
You, man.
Why are you late, bro? What's happening?
I was with Ria, bro.
He's your guy. Oh, okay. He was at work.
Plug. What you need?
That's dope. Nah, I understand. All right, cool. So I was just talking to the peeps about what's been going on with the music industry lately and what we see in the future of South African music. Hence, we having the show on Africa Day as well. Just talking about local music, the guys who I think are up and coming. Tell me, what is your story? What are you when it comes to music? What is your essence?
My essence. I like to think honest music is the best. Okay. You know what I mean? Like when you listen to Kendrick, J. Cole, Eminem, Jay-Z, they're always telling you real life struggles.
Yeah.
And that's why you think they're the best. You know what I mean?
Because the truth resonates with people.
Because the truth, exactly. It's relatable. So I like to think what the music brings is honesty, is truth, is relevance, you know, all of that. So yeah, that's what I think it is.
Dope. Honesty. That's all artistry is,
that's
actually.
All it is, yeah.
Even what we're doing right now, we're trying to be honest. We're trying to tell people our story, 100%. Whatever that story may be. So we are a bunch of young musicians. Myself and Rehab dabble in the rap every now and again. I think dabble is an understatement. It's kind of our lives. And let me tell you a secret. Laudable has been with the Worst guys for a while now. He was working with us on a few different projects, such as Carnival City, photography for Carnival City, as well as
Giles Restaurant
that we have every fortnight. So it's been really cool to get to know this guy because we found a real talent here. And I think together we can do something super amazing.
Definitely.
And I know yourself, Rehab, have started something. Save Yourself. Can you tell me a little bit about that, Rehab?
You know, I'm going to let the genius behind.
Oh,
the
are you the guy who came up with it?
Okay. I don't know if I'm a genius, but Save Yourself, basically, it's going to be, let's say, an aftermath or Top Dog Entertainment, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I see.
It'll be music, but it'll be bigger than that, you know what
I
mean?
Okay, I see. Yeah, I feel you. What is bigger than mean? What is your number one goal? What are you guys trying to achieve, essentially?
My number one goal is to change music completely, bro. Like, I want it to be what it was when we were growing up, you know what I mean? I don't want it to be club music every single time you turn on the radio. I want it to be like, oh damn, did you hear that? That was some serious stuff. I can't even play this in front of my mom because it's that deep.
She shouldn't know that I know this.
Because I remember when I was younger, my mom would never let me listen to fucking Eminem, Dr. Dre, any of that
But those were the guys.
You know what I mean?
But Eminem
those
was
the
people,
shit. You know what I mean? But now it's like, I don't know, it's a bit pathetic, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a bit, I don't want to say pathetic, a bit typical.
It's just, it's not hitting home.
It's not.
That's what I would say about music.
Not at all.
before I tell you what I think of Save Yourself as well, I mean, the way I found this guy, you know how they say real, recognize real?
Yeah.
I was actually just walking around looking for a lighter, and then I found this guy. I'm like, I could see him holding a pair of scissors, and I'm like, hey, dog, are you manufacturing over there? And he's like, yeah, bro, listen, I just finished, eh? So I had chats with him, and I tried to figure out exactly what's this guy's story, you know? And, you know, he told me that he's also following his dreams. He's also on the pursuit of happiness, as we all are. And he does many things such as music, photography, producing, writing, rapping.
Yeah, so it was magical, essentially.
You know?
You know, those things that you can't really...
Yeah,
coincidence, I mean, that you can't really tell why it happened, but it happened for a reason.
Specifically.
Yeah.
And in terms of Save Yourself, the way I see it as well, it's almost like people have to do some introspection and find yourself in order to pull yourself out of whatever struggle you're going through. And in terms of my music, I don't necessarily only tell my story. I tell stories of what I see every day on a daily basis, of other people's story that can't necessarily or don't have the same platform that I do.
Yeah. I feel... like, as a musician or as an artist, you're essentially a vessel of God, because nothing changes society quicker and faster than music.
Exactly.
Music is the pioneer of what society is and what it becomes. If you think about 2 years ago, how weed was so crazily frowned upon, and you see it now, and, dog, everybody smokes weed, dude. It's celebrated. And I think it's because the artists knew way back. Artists have been saying we're smoking dope, and we didn't listen until they said it more and more and more. And now look at how our society's changed. That's just an example of how I feel music influences society. But we do have a responsibility in that sense. So, Bones, tell me. Sorry, I call you Bones because I know you that personally.
That's who I am.
Do you want me to call you by your music name, Laudable? Is Bones cool? Yeah, alright. So tell me, Bones, in terms of your responsibility as a musician, what do you feel that is? What is your responsibility to the people, which is ultimately who the music is for?
I think the responsibility is really to keep it real, you know, not to...
authenticity.
Yeah, not to become what we're trying to, like, work against, you know what I mean? Not to sell out, not to do any of that shit. We're trying to keep it as genuine, as authentic, as original, as... fucking all of that shit as possible, bro. I want to be Michael Jackson, bro.
You
want to
be Michael Jackson? That's dope.
Be the king of pop, bro. I want to change lives like that.
Oh, yeah. I can fucks with that. Because that's something that you have to want as a musician.
If you have to.
That's the thing. For me personally, when it comes to music and what I want to be, I don't think I want to be famous. I think being famous is part and parcel of the message that you're here to send.
I
wouldn't say it's a perk. I think it would probably be my least favorite part of the job. But I mean, every job has its perks, every job has its downs. And I don't think it's that problematic in the sense that I couldn't handle it. I wouldn't do it because you're going to get famous. Shit, dog. Wait, before I carry on, that says yourself, right? Save yourself. Motherfucker, this nigga then got Save Yourself tattooed on his arm, boy. Save Yourself.
On his hands.
Yeah. It's looking dope, man.
You have to believe in it, bro.
Yeah. That means it's for life, dog. I fucks with you, bro. I really do fucks with you. So tell me about your music. What have you released? What should people be looking out for if they want to find out what's going on with Laudable?
I'm on SoundCloud. I'm like an undiscovered, unsigned artist. So everything is free. And on SoundCloud, I just released an EP called Don't Become Your Scars. Basically,
I've heard it. It's very dope.
Basically, just about not making the same mistakes or breaking out of a cycle that you find yourself in and you don't realize how you got there. You know what I mean? And then I feel like it's about not becoming complacent. You know what I mean? Not becoming used to the norm, but wanting to change things. So don't become your scars, as in don't follow the norm. You know what I mean? As in, don't just do this because it's on you now. Just fucking change shit. That's what it's about.
Yeah. And yourself, what do you think is the underlying message? Other than obviously saving yourself is the what we see on the front, but we always know there's always more going on. But save yourself, Riam.
Save yourself. For me, like I said before, you need to be able to dig yourself out of the gutter. Everybody goes through highs, everybody goes through lows, but the highs, everybody celebrates and you have your friends there to celebrate with you. But when you're going through your lows, most times you find that you're alone in the dark. Nobody wants to be there to support you.
Yeah, you have to.
Friends are few.
When it's dark. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's when you realize, you know, we live in a world where it's every man for himself. If you think about it,
mm-hmm.
we live in a world where it's every man for himself. And you need to do whatever you need to do to get through life.
I think in order to save the world, you have to save yourself first.
Exactly.
I think that's the most important part. Knowing who you are and knowing that you do have a purpose. I don't care what you say. People always say like, but I don't know what to do. I don't know. Look, if you don't know what to do with your life, that's cool. I understand that turmoil. But do what you do best.
Do what you're good at.
Like, it's what you do best. Just make that thing work.
Exactly.
And I think a lot of the time, people are scared of the pain. They're scared of the struggle. Niggas are soft.
Yeah.
Because the struggle is real. I can fucking tell you hard right now. The struggle is real. Like I told you guys earlier, I just got paid for that damn commercial. And it's dope. I'm living semi-nice now. But you know, I'm still crashing on my brother's couch, for instance. I got some dope new Vans, though. But you know, that's the struggle. And I'm willing to go through the journey because I know where the journey is going to lead me. And I think that's something that most musicians who fail don't understand, is that the struggle is the journey. There's beauty in the struggle, nigga. Yeah, that's what Jake...
It's all part and parcel of it. And you'll find that whenever you start something that you feel this might just be your interest,
yeah,
right? You'll succeed in it the first time, but that's beginner's luck. But that's just a sign from the universe saying you're on the right track.
You're doing the thing that you should be doing.
After that small success, that's when the universe starts testing you and seeing your resilience and whether you really are going to be able to handle the other pressures that you're about to face on this path.
Oh, yeah. So can you tell me, do you have a struggle, Bones? Do you have a story, Brad? Tell me.
Do I have a struggle?
Yeah. What is your struggle?
My struggle, as an artist.
Are you willing to reveal? You know, it's Cliff Central. You know, we talk. We speak the truth. We open about our shit. Man.
If I have a struggle... Like a personal struggle, maybe.
A struggle as an artist. The growth as what do you feel it's like to be a young artist in South Africa?
You know.
Who knows? You know you're dope. You know you've got it. But things haven't happened yet. What is that struggle like for you?
I feel like that struggle is just motivation, bro. Like, that just proves dope to me that whatever we're doing is right. Because if people are... You know, let me tell you. When I was like 16, I had a mate... me and him sent a lot of music that we made to this guy. You know, George Aveke, and he won like that beatbox, a white guy.
Oh, yeah.
He won SA's Got Talent, or he came second or something.
Okay.
And he was big at the time, so we sent him a lot of music. And what he said to us was, I can't market you guys right now because you're a niche market.
Oh, you know okay. what I mean? Like that's a good sign.
You know what I mean? So since then, my struggle has been making the niche market the
real market, because that's where it is. That's 100%. Where the truth lives.
100%.
All right, dope. Now, so we're just going to take a little break now, and then we'll be hollering at you on the flippity flop.
Flippity flop.
Cheers. Yo, yo, yo. What up, what up, what up? You are back with the worst guys.
Worst guys.
Yeah. Like I said, we're having a session on music today. And that was Simple Stories. That's the song called Simple Stories. It's Simple Stories, and the song is Simple Story. Sounds a bit too simple if you ask me.
A little bit.
But they're dope as well. We had them in the studio a while back. And yeah, man, we just played you that track. And now we finally have a show on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We have Dave Martian and Zane Valley in the building.
What up,
homies? How's it going, guys?
Easy.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm easy living. Look, yes. let me just tell you guys, firstly, I know these guys personally. We've had a few jaws together. A few razzles. I remember we went to, what was that show called in Emerentia? Vodacom in the City. The Kooks played the you came through the next day at Joss's house. We chilled, we smoked up and shit. Did
Mr.
you miss Joss, out on that day?
Mr. Joss.
Dude,
we made a song with Joss actually.
Oh really?
Yeah.
That's dope, man. I fucking miss that guy.
Yeah, man, I love that guy.
cool. And you know, yourself, Dave, you missed out. I actually missed out on your guys' Joel because you hosted a New Year's something.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I was actually partying with these motherfuckers at Cliff Central, man. So they stole me away from you.
That was crazy.
Yeah, but no, it's good to have you guys here, man. It's really good to have you guys here.
Thank you for having
me. I was saying earlier on Twitter and shit that you guys are what I think is the future of South African music, Laudable included. Sorry, I don't know if you guys know I've met, but this is Laudable.
Just he makes music as a
aware. He's an hip hop artist. He's a hip hop artist and he's really, really dope as well. We're gonna play something of his very soon. But yeah, let me just, before we get into you guys, let me just play the peeps a track from Dave Martian.
Yeah, man.
Funny enough,
it's called. To go there.
Yeah, to go there. I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did.
Worst guys.
Listen up, yo. This song is called Worst by Dave Martian.
Worst.
You go, you could have been worse. That's how it makes you go. Oh, when I met you at the castle, and nothing to say. Once upon a moment, clouds for an ocean, ocean for a river. Might have been confused, but that's once upon a moment. Clouds for an ocean, ocean for a river. Might have been confused, but that's how it makes you go. You could have been worse. That's how it makes you go. You might have swam up in the deep end. Lucky you were fish. Keep on swimming. Others could be bricks. There's a wonder moment. Clouds for an ocean. Ocean for a river. Might have been confused, but that's once upon a moment. Clouds for an ocean, ocean for a river. Might have been confused, but that's
worse. That's how it makes you go. You could have been worse. That's how it makes you go.
Yo, did y'all hear that shit? Did y'all hear that shit? You see, I was even flabbergasted. I was like, what?
Is it done already?
Yeah. Oh, I was speechless, bro.
That was fire.
That was Dave Martian, Worst. Yeah, man. So tell me a little bit about that track. You're a sound engineer, right, Zane?
Yeah.
That's your thing. Firstly, tell me a little bit about what that is and how that contributes to the final product of Dave Martian Worst, essentially.
Well, with Dave, mainly you work with mixing, mastering, recording. So recording, obviously, recording it. Mixing is kind of putting on the sprinkles, you know what I mean?
What does that mean? If we're diving into your room, what are you doing once Dave has given you his shit.
So Dave,
what does Dave give you? Let's start with that.
Dave makes some dank shit.
Some beats.
And then you add fairy dust.
Basically, it's just about making it like
making the sound clearer, the quality of the sound. Okay,
make it clearer, you make the quality better. You effects, all that kind of stuff. You know, just kind of putting the sprinkles on top of it, just to make it seem like a package. And then mastering is just making it the final product.
Oh, cool, cool. So you wrap the gift up.
Yeah,
you're the gift wrapper. All right, cool.
That's a dope way to put it, actually.
So tell me about this song specifically. What was the story behind it? How did you guys come up with it?
Yo. Crazy.
Yeah, Dave, yeah, hello.
This song,
yeah.
Basically, I made it at home.
Okay.
I made it at home, just chilling, maxing out. I did like a rough mix of it, and then I was like, okay, cool. But then I was like, okay, but I'm working with Zane. So Zane is the guy that, like, you know when you, like, honeys, when they do makeup, they've got, they've got like foundation. I don't know. I don't
preach,
know the level.
Preach, brother. Preach.
Like, first, you get the honey with no makeup, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's like the track. It's raw. There's nothing. It's just sounds.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, you get like just the pet, like the what's that brown stuff they put on their face?
blush or rosy cheeks thing.
Foundation is at the foundation. Bottom, brother.
Yeah. Foundation's the first. Yeah.
No, no, we're talking about the brown shit now.
The brown shit. Blush. Okay.
That
blush.
Blush.
Oh,
you know, blush is when Zane starts mixing.
So oh, I
the foundation. Zane mixes the blush.
I see.
And then after the blush, you get like the overall thing. The overall makeup thing.
Okay.
Traps, niggas.
Like that, the trap. That's when you master.
Yeah.
So that's the real stuff.
No, that's cool. So
so we work together like that.
Man. How often do you work with each other? Let me actually just go into what I know about you. I've been checking out your shit, man, and I've been loving it since back in the day. Actually, we went to fucking primary school together. We didn't even mention that, dude. We were like the only two prefects in detention, man.
There was three of us, actually.
Yeah, who was the other guy? Levu. We should have had Levu on today. Dog. I'm telling you, he's killing his own music in his own way, man. But yeah, we've been the reprobates. And I know Dave Martian from primary school, and now we are here, and we all trying to push our hustle, right?
Push our hustle.
Yeah. You have to push your hustle in the face.
Alright,
so we trying to push our hustle. And I was talking to Laudable/Bones. I'll call you Laudable for now because we talk about music,
right,
and that's your music name. I was speaking to Laudable, and we're talking about the struggles of artists. Actually, no, before we get there, let me go through your music. So I listened to your shit from the beginning. I went to SoundCloud. If you're looking for Dave, find him on SoundCloud. Hey, what's your name on SoundCloud?
D-A-E-V space M-A-R-T-I-A-M.
So Dave with an E before the V and after the V.
Exactly. Dave, cool.
Not after the V.
Not after the V.
After the V.
Just before
the V.
Davey. Okay, Dave.
A-E-V.
All right, it's cool.
Kind of fruity.
So I was checking I was checking that shit out, and I really liked it, man, because you started out with something Rough Sketch or Planet Mars. Planet which one? Mars. Which
it
one?
Was, it was Planet Mars.
Yeah.
I did with the homie Thomas Hazardous.
Oh, okay. So is Rough Sketch something that came out from Planet Mars, or is just the second one?
That's another project.
Yeah.
Planet Mars.
So Planet Mars was your first shit.
Yeah.
And how did you feel about your first project in comparison to now?
That was the first project, man.
Yeah. So it was dope, but it was still fresh. It was still dope. I liked it.
I can still listen to it, man.
Yeah. I like the song Dada. Rough Sketch. Yeah, maybe it's because I'm a stoner.
Dude.
Yeah, no, it's a dope track.
That was like the beginning of me trying to get weird with the music.
Oh, you kind of shifted rapping, your view. Alright, cool. No, I see. Sick. I see. So, tell me, Gears, Umoya, the Red Bull Studios, Killing at Kitcheners every fucking now and again, bruh. BBC Radio 6 Music.
Levels.
Dog, you're blowing up, man.
Doug,
how does it feel to be blowing up, Doug?
Nah, but it's dope, man. Doug, I've always wanted this, bro.
And it's happening.
It's
cool when it actually fucking happens, right? Because you put so much work into this, you put so much effort into this, and this is what we were talking about earlier, the struggle of being an artist. Mm. And people think it's just like a magic show, like all of a sudden.
Dude,
you just come on stage and all that shit has just been there all along.
And I'm sure you've seen it because you've been in the music vibe. As
yeah,
well.
I have. And that's another thing a lot of people don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, niggas don't know.
Niggas don't know. I think the problem with it is that it is easy to start. It is easy to do. Anybody can sing. Anybody can dance. Anybody can talk on the radio.
Yeah.
But not everybody's good at it. So that's
the work ethic as well.
Yeah, the work ethic as well. Wake up, sleep. Like, all I think about is my grind. Literally, I don't have time for anything else.
If literally, Doug, every 5 minutes, yo,
what am I doing next? What's the next plan? You see, exactly. So, you know, this is what we're talking about with the beauty and the struggle, because we can see where we're going, and as soon as we start to reap the rewards, we push further because we know what we're doing is working. So let me hop to you, Zane. In terms of your career, how has that grown? Has it grown the way you wanted it to, pace that you wanted it to?
The way I approach things is, it takes years to become an overnight success. Like, that's what I just tell everybody, right?
Bars.
And for myself personally, I just try to work hard, be the best that I possibly can be, and kill it, man, and just do best all the time. And that's what I'm doing, and hope, and at the moment seems to be going in the right direction.
I feel you.
Yeah, you know.
And yourself, Dave, struggle. What is your hustle been like?
Doug. It started off hardcore and frustrating, man.
Like, yeah.
You know, dog, like, you're always going to have more disappointments than successes when you're starting beginning. Off.
Did you ever work before you started pushing your music career out of high school? Did you work?
Homie, I worked in retail, dog.
Let me tell you about the retail struggle.
Yeah.
My nigga.
I'm not even going to get into that. Continue.
Yeah, Rehab's in there. But it's high in retail, but retail nonetheless.
No, but that said, just so by the way, I'm going to leave early just because of the retail.
Yeah, exactly.
Bruh.
Make that cash, bro.
You dope. It's dope to get money.
Nigga, move that dope.
So yeah, Dave, your struggle,
Dude.
How do you get? Tell me what your setup in your room is like.
My room.
Yeah. What is the setup for when you're creating, making music?
Okay, I'll tell you the var, bro.
Yeah.
My room
yeah.
is boring, bro. Just a wall. It's a bed, computer, a table. Some pencils and a MIDI keyboard.
So you just sit there and where you create.
In my mind, everything just, you know.
What's in your mind? Because I also listened to It's Raining, I'm Not Going Anywhere, which is a dope track.
Yeah.
And I know you mixed that for him as well. That's on the, which EP is Umoya, right?
Yeah.
That's your latest one, which is kind of what we're pushing out. So Dave Martian, Worst is on Umoya. Is that? Yeah.
It's actually quite funny with It's Raining.
Yeah.
We were trying to make a song with my other friend Normie. She's this beautiful singer.
Okay.
And it just wasn't like, it wasn't happening, you know? And literally 15 minutes after she left, that song was like done.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
So like, that's the thing as well. Sometimes when you're making music, it happens really fast. Exactly. And then sometimes it takes years.
It takes
forever.
It's
exactly. Crazy. Exactly. And I wanted to ask you, was it actually raining?
No.
It wasn't.
Mark's face.
I just wanted to know. It wasn't raining.
It wasn't raining.
Yeah, but you were in the mood. You
but
were in that mood.
It was the vibe, bro.
Yeah.
When it was done, it was probably raining.
That's dope, man.
I actually think that it was like sliding into the DMs kind of raining, if you catch me.
Alright, cool. So tell me, which is your favorite project that you've released? I don't want to say track, I don't want to say EP, I don't want to say what is your favorite?
My favorite project. Do you want to talk about things that are out or things that
No, your own music?
Because right now my favorite thing that I'm working on right now is the
Red Bull.
What's happening at Red Bull? Tell us, though.
Like, I went there to Cape Town. They booked the whole week.
Oh shit!
Your session,
both of you.
Yeah.
What? Wow. That's so dope. Props, man. It was mad respect.
It was a good space. Like, it was just a beautiful space, man.
Yeah. So
and
what
it
did?
Was nice.
What did you do essentially? Saying you can start.
Man, we just vibed in studio.
Did you meet anybody that who did you meet?
Couple cats, man.
Petit Noir.
Yeah, he was like such a cool. Quiet guy.
That's
and
cool, man.
Yeah, bro. Like, all the electronic guys, the producers, and
Doc Sueno, Sumo Jack.
Like, the whole artistic vibe, man.
The whole scene there, man. Like, Cape Town, like, all the producers, it's like a big community. Like, more of a family than maybe in Joburg, I think.
You think so?
Yeah.
Do you think they work harder together to make people lit in Cape Town?
Well, they just kind of vibe more together.
I think it is a lot more competitive in Joburg, but yeah, that's also why I love it, because exactly, of yeah, you know, relative deprivation. Yeah. If you're dope in Joburg, you're dope anywhere exactly in the country.
So exactly, yeah, dude, like being there just helped me work on music, and that was an
you were in a nice place.
You know, I had gigs, and it was just like
the dream. It's were you making money?
Ish, dog. I'm still starting.
The hustle.
Oh, so you were getting paid with exposure, weren't you?
No, I got paid for gigs.
Fuck that shit, right?
My gigs I got paid for, you know, that because I have to get paid for gigs, because that's like work, bro.
Yeah.
But, you know, I still got paid.
So you did get some shit out of it. You got a lot. In fact, I think you got a lot of it. I'd take that experience.
I'd rather got that than money.
Now, well, all that with money. Yeah. Let's say that if there were a couple, if there's 50k with that, I mean, I wouldn't complain. So tell me, just lastly, just to get into the mind of Dave Martian, and you can also chip in here, Zane, since you do play a big role. Who are your influences? Because I like your sound. It's very new age, as you guys have heard this song. Who are your influences? Who do you listen to? Who you listen to right now?
A lot. I've been listening to a lot of mixes, but generally I listen to a lot of house music and a lot of jazz and a lot of hip hop. My main influence in hip hop is probably J Dilla, Tribe Called Quest. In jazz would be Afrika Mkize, Temba Mkize.
Yeah.
In house it would be like Soul Candy. Session 4.
To be specific, we were just talking with the worst talking about the Soul Candy sessions earlier. Apparently, he likes house. I don't know how much I believe.
And a lot of like, dude.
Yeah.
A lot of that. And a lot of like LA beat music, like Flying Lotus and all that stuff.
Because your sound is not commercial at all. It's dope, but it's not commercial. And we're talking about how we want that sound to be commercial. But what do you think about commercial music out right now? Because I personally believe there is a lot of dope music right now.
I agree.
I'm listening to Rihanna's Auntie, and my God, it's amazing.
Amazing. About that album.
You've got a gripe.
There's one song that I have a beef with
is
that she's, I don't know if she stole or bought or what the song, but it's a Tame Impala song called I Feel Like a Brand New Person.
Which one is it?
Yes, I know.
I know. What did she call it?
She called the same thing.
But
it's the exact same song.
I wish you could play it so we can hear it. But
it's the exact same song.
It's the exact same song.
But anyway, other than that,
it's a dope joint, man. I'm loving the joint. I won't even lie.
But I mean, commercial is commercial, bro. It's for the calm.
But Catriona is commercial now, so I mean,
there's
Catriona is commercial.
Yeah. But I mean, like for you, Zane, is there anyone that you're listening to commercial that you really dig?
Commercial, I'm strange, yo. Like, I might listen to it, but I don't really.
You don't fuck
like,
with it.
What I'm vibing with right now is these cats called 808 Inc. Some British cats, man. I've never heard such dope grooves, man.
Yeah.
Like, at its
808
it's
Inc.
Like, it's like heavy underground hip hop, but it's very commercial sounding. Plus, it's so groovy and house. It's so trippy, man. I just love it right now.
All right, cool.
That's what I'm on right now. Man. Bones, just over that.
Yeah. No, that's dope. And I like your guys' sound. It's a really dope sound. And I just wanted to switch to Bones quickly. Sorry, I feel like I've left him out.
No problem, man.
I just want to play a track of yours, Fake Everything. Firstly, before we do, tell me what was going on when you made Fake Everything? What was the deal there?
Fake Everything, I wrote it when I was very young, like 16, 17. And it was going to be on, I released the first EP called Survivor's Guilt.
Yeah.
And it was going to be on that, but then I just couldn't find like a second verse or anything that really worked with it. So then what happened was, once I started working on Don't Become Your Scars, I found like a beat that worked perfectly with it. And Fake Everything, basically, I don't know, Rhea likes it more than anything else.
I don't like it, I love it.
But
let's play yeah, and see what it's, let's see what it's all about.
Bless yourselves.
Hello. Okay, hold up, we're having a little bit of technical difficulty here. but it's okay, we can talk a little bit more, because right. I mean, like, we
on all that note, I'm gonna say my deuces for now to the people out there. And to
you shoot,
guys.
You have to leave. Yeah. No, dog, before you leave, let's do something. Before we play your song, we'll play out with your song. Yeah, how does that sound?
Perfect.
All right, cool. So we wanna actually do something really dope. I think as musicians, art is naturally within us. So let's fucking go for it. Let's do a little jam something.
You want to freestyle?
Yeah, freestyle or anything. We can do that. We can do that. Don't you want to do that?
Right.
How do you guys feel about it? You know, we can start with a beat. Does anyone have a beat? Zane, I don't know if you're that kind of guy since you're the sound engineer. Oh, you're Dave. Are we going straight to you, Mr. Dave Martian, the man, the myth, the legend? Yeah. Start us off with a beat, quick beat.
Okay, I'm going to go in. Boom. Boom. I'm gonna take it slow so you can... Boom.
Yeah, we can't take it slow. Because I got to go back to the store. I got to sell another Louis bag. Something I ain't never had. I'm feeling really sad.
Yes.
And I need the M-O-N-E-Y. I can't deny. I'm a very fly guy. Chilling on Cliff Central with Dave, Martian, and Zane. Oh my gosh, we chilling in the valley. I'm so happy. I might just smoke some THC because that really gets me onto another level. And I ain't trying to fuck with the devil. I ain't an Illuminati. Ooh, but this thing is Monati. Hey, did I just... rhyme in the neck? Oh yes, I did. So yeah, better pay me my check.
My nigga gotta go, but it's okay. Here we are, we gonna stay, we gonna play. I never stop playing, man. I'm a fucking little kid. Everybody wanna throw me in the dustbin, thinking I'm trash. But me, I'm trying to get this cash. Just got paid for my first commercial, and I'm going commercial, man. I'm blowing up. Yeah, you know what's up. Yeah. I don't give a fuck. I never have. My nigga is gone, and I know I'm singing this song. Sometimes I get so lonely, but still I bring that rap back on. Cause I'm also dope, and I tell you, you know, we gonna be the guys at the top. We waiting for a time to drop, cause you know, everybody know how it fucking goes.
Yeah,
woo-wee. I think that was dope. I think we should get that. I think
we get that sound.
Yeah, we did. Nah, I appreciate that, dog. We like to wrestle, bro. That's what we do. We just show.
I got a golden ticket.
I got some buzz. Got some buzz. Oh yeah. All right, so we're going back to you. Hopefully this works out this time. We're going to play a track just to play you out. I know we usually tell you about what's going on. Actually, I do have some time. Let me tell you about what's going on. Catch my advert. It's in a Mhlobo Win in the advert.
Did you see that shit?
Boy, it's got like 3K on views on YouTube right now.
It's like a day old.
Yeah, it's like a week. But yeah, man, I was fucking riding a horse and shit.
Was that really riding though?
I was actually on the horse. Let me expose. Let me tell the truth. The cantering was me. The parts where you see my face from the side, that was me. But the galloping, the really fast riding, I had a stunt double. What you know about
nigga, we made it.
Yeah, so look out on that. That's on all SABC channels. It's sick, also man. On YouTube. We're going to have a comedy show on Thursday. What day is it next week, Thursday? Fuck it, I should know. But I'll tell you guys next week since we're going to be running out of time. What else have we got going on?
Oh, yeah, I got a show tomorrow.
That's all I can think about. Okay, we out. Oh, wait, cheers, homies. Here's...
Cliff Central. I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.